Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to discuss a guy named Malcolm Collins. He was recently on the Chris Williamson podcast, which I put a link to in today's Not So Mystery link. For the longest time, I've been saying that we can't go back to traditionalism, and that the human race has to try new things for procreation and survival. I don't want to take women's rights away, but I also don't want the human race to shrink to next to nothing. On that podcast, Collins says that there'll be a 95% collapse in population in only a century in South Korea. So from 50 million plus people down to only 2 or 3. Finally, someone else said that we actually need a new solution besides myself. I'm going to try and have a conversation with him because he's knowledgeable about the transmaxing community, as well as MGTOW, and is actually interested in fringe communities on his podcast. The question he brings up is it possible to have prosperity and gender equality and replacement population at the same time, without taking women's rights away? He says that the answer is you have to live in a traditional community, where you pass down your values from one generation to the next. I've been talking about using surrogacy to reproduce as well as possibly cloning, if you're a single male. We have to try something bold if we want to stabilize our growth or population. We're all heading in the direction of South Korea in the next 20 years, and with AI girlfriends and robosexuals, fertility rates will drop even faster. Going forward, only the Amish and traditional conservative groups, conservative Jews and conservative Islamic groups, will be around in North America. The only thing that Malcolm was wrong about in his episode was that he said that the Romanians banned abortions in communist times, and then the fertility rates went down about 2 years later. It took more than 20 years before it went back below replacement. He covers a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in China, and points out that once the per capita income in a country rises over $5,000 a year, and women gain their educational rights, then the fertility rate crashes, unless there's some sort of conservative religion in place to prevent that. It doesn't necessarily have to be a religion, it could be any kind of tradition motivating people to procreate. Malcolm also talks about how progressive liberalism is dead, because it's like it walked into Chernobyl and its DNA has been irradiated, and it's now walking dead. That the only way it can survive is to recruit people from conservative traditional groups, and eventually it's going to run out of those. He talks about how the culture of the left, which he calls a monoculture, is trying to make everyone think the same way, and it's doomed, and that it's cultural diversity and not homogeneity, which is the key to keeping the fertility rates up. He also brought up AI girlfriends and thinks it's going to be even harder to convince guys to get married in the future, once those come out. As a result, economies will shrink, and he thinks there'll be mass withdrawals in the stock market. They will basically have deflation. Remember that a debt-based currency and economy only work if there's more people to pay into it and in the interest. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Sandman finally runs across a man that wants to try something creative to get the fertility rates up, Clown World Show. Malcolm has 3 kids and he screened their DNA before implanting them into his wife. That way he could get rid of any and all genetic defects. So he's not exactly a MGTOW, but he understands this issue as well as me. But for me, reproduction is out of the question. I don't deal with stress in my life as it flares up my autoimmunity at this point. The only way I would reproduce would be through surrogacy or cloning, when I'm in my 60s or 70s and then just put up the kids for adoption. There are tons of lovely, successful couples out there where the women have missed their fertility window, and the guy would gladly be a cuck to someone else's kid to keep his barren wife happy. It kind of reminds me of that film Vivarium, where a couple is trapped in a suburb having to raise some weird baby from another species. It's the only time in history where you don't have to pay to raise your own child if you put it up for adoption. Many will say that I'm an unfeeling monster for doing so, but would I really be that considering there are thousands of couples out there on waiting lists ready to adopt a light-skinned newborn? That, of course, is a solution to my individual weight to pass down my genes. But that doesn't apply to a prosperous Western society with population collapse. Plus, if the parents I pass down the kid to aren't conservative or pass down a proper value system, then my genetic line will end just one generation later. But I won't be there to see it. Malcolm also said something interesting that may actually be a good solution. He He said that people that make $500,000 a year have above replacement fertility, because they don't generally have to worry about competing in the economy as much. So let's say that in theory we can get AI to reproduce high levels of abundance, so that people don't have to work and everything is provided for with the lifestyle of a millionaire pretty much for everyone. Then we could have stable and growing birth rates. But I don't see that as realistic, because the rich define their identity by having more money and more affluent lifestyles than everyone else. If everyone was rich, then they wouldn't be as special as they are now. Right now, people invest their wealth in the stock market and expect it to grow. In a world with declining populations, you have to invest in the individuals with ideas that develop new technologies. The system would have to invest in individual entrepreneurs instead of big lumbering corporations. I think this is wrong, at least in the short to medium term, as AI starts replacing jobs. An accounting firm, for example, could see record profits for many years, even if it fires most of its staff this year. That's what we're going to see going forward. Plus, let's not forget that governments will still have the power to print their currencies into oblivion, and then pay private corporations to do the work for them. That's why I see Bitcoin, a deflationary store of value and currency, doing well in a deflationary world. That's what it's made for. I don't share the same level of economic pessimism personally as Malcolm does. Then again, I'm not investing in the traditional economy anymore, which will be dramatically impacted by shrinking populations. It would be fascinating to get an interview with him, as he's on the same wavelength as me. I'll reach out to him and see what he says. He also brought up the YouTuber Blippi and mentions that Andrew Tate is like Blippi for teenage boys, and that he's projecting an ideal adult lifestyle from a teenage point of view. But when you become an adult, that's no longer what you want. Just like Blippi is projecting the ideal lifestyle of an adult from a point of view of an 8-year-old. So there you have it. Malcolm boiling down Andrew Tate's entire marketing strategy in only one sentence. He also says that the reason people are increasingly unhappy is because they become adults, but when they reach middle age, video games and other things like that are no longer appealing, as well as other things like traveling, restaurants, and music. I would disagree a bit on that, because people in my age group are more into nostalgia than ever. But he says that all that stuff gets old. I would say that if you're creative and need to express your creativity, then those things will never get old. But only a very small percentage of the population is that way. But getting back to population collapse, taking women's rights away would solve the problem, along with making people a lot poorer. I think the goal here is to stabilize population over the next 100 years while leaving women their rights. At least that's the way I want to see things. He says to do that individually, we need to be part of some weird culture to the outsiders that's being oppressed from outside groups. But here's the problem with that strategy: to maintain that high fertility rate, eventually you become the dominant cultural group, and suddenly it becomes another monoculture. So then the only way for you to keep your fertility rates up is to become an outsider surrounded by insiders once again. Malcolm asked why in Israel the Orthodox are able to maintain their high birth rates. It's because they're surrounded by Muslims on all sides that want to get rid of them. You take that threat away and their fertility rate will probably crash. Secular women from that community, their fertility rate is barely hovering over replacement right now. In Canada and the United States, it's actually below it. Being the out-group to help reproduce means that at some point you become the in-group, and then the strategy fails. I work for many single cat ladies in that community, and see them not having children or getting married anymore. Many of them. Right now, for feminism and the woke people, the only way to survive is to become better at taking the kids away from the conservative traditional groups and converting them to theirs. Why do you think there's the push for all the woke agenda stuff? Conservative traditions will have to harden themselves in the short run, but in the long run, what's conservative will now become common. Look at the Amish. At one time, they were the radicals and had to leave for the United States where they could practice their progressive culture and religion. Malcolm says that you need to find the few groups that are resistant to the woke mind virus and join them or build them. I like the science fiction cloning solution from the TV show Foundation, where one generation of clones works diligently to expand their values to the next. Imagine what we could do with cloning. Who wouldn't want another Mozart, Einstein, or Tesla? Then again, AI might actually be able to make high IQ humans completely irrelevant. But the cloning would work for me if I didn't have to deal with autoimmunity induced by anxiety, and kids give me horrible anxiety. You basically have an instant cultural tradition with a clone, because for the most part, you have similar interests with your younger twin version. But enough of my ramblings. Should I interview Malcolm or not? Leave your comments. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, that way that even if you smash enough women to pass down your genes, AI might make all that irrelevant soon. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the world where AI does the thinking for us and solves all our problems, only to make us super lazy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.